Chapter 1. Choice. I learned this, at least, by my experiment, that if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. Henry David Thoreau. The mark you make today will show up tomorrow. Uncle Cleve. Clifton's World in the Mississippi Delta.
Cliff, go on and get up, boy. Get on out of that bed. The sun's already up and working. It's time to wash up and get your food. You know you can't be late for work. My brother-in-law Cleve won't stand for that. I was talking to Cleve on Sunday while visiting him and my sister May. That's when he told me all about his decision to hire you.
Those were the words I heard early one morning in 1958. That day, I partnered my young life with Uncle Cleve and his ice house, more than 50 years ago. It still amazes me that a conversation and a job that happened so long ago could end up being so impactful on my life, even today. The picture is as clear in my memory as the day I heard my great aunt's voice yelling out to me from the small kitchen and into my small bedroom. My new job and her commitment to my life came together to forever change my perspective of who I could become. Before I take you to the ice house and to Uncle Cleve, I want you to understand what the world around me at the time was like, so you can see just how fateful my job at the ice house would become. It was the summer of 1958 when Ma Punk's words pulled me off my small cot to get ready for work. It all happened so long ago, but it seems like yesterday when my mind travels back to Glen Allen, Mississippi, where I was born. It was a small cotton community, way off the main highway, with a population of less than 500 people located on Lake Washington. Cotton fields stretched as far as one could see, both literally and figuratively. Just thinking about my hometown brings back memories of the insufferable heat and humidity that were constant during the summer months and necessary for growing cotton. Even as a young boy, I recognized the extent to which cotton shaped our lives. I can remember when there was nothing else to do but sit on the steps of my great-grandfather's front porch and look out as far as I could see. I wanted to see something different, but all I could see was Greenfield, a plantation community just south of us, the same place I had seen all my life, with the same rows and rows of cotton that looked as if they would never end. Even then, that sight made me think that I was seeing the end of my world. Limitations, social, physical, and emotional, were all around us. I grew up during the time when cotton was still king, and our lives were defined by strict racial segregation. It was a restricted world with so many boundaries in place. That is, until my great aunt entered my life. She took it upon herself to raise me, to make sure that I accomplished something useful. Until I met her, I lived in different homes with various relatives, starting with my great-grandparents. I had been born to a teenage mother, and my future was uncertain, or certainly limited. That was until Ma Punk altered the course of my life forever. For Ma Punk, teaching me to work hard was part of her commitment to my future. Working hard had brought her a measure of independence. She wanted the same for me, and more. Sleeping late was never tolerated. Thus, the memory of her admonishment to get up still rings in my ears. I was only 13, but within our Southern culture, I was man enough to do a full day's work. Ma Punk never had to call me twice.